Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today we are going to talk about how the family influences who we are. And the first thing we're going to talk about is communication. When we communicate, and we communicate in different behavioral styles, you have the dominant, the influencing, the conscientiousness, and the steadiness. The dominant behavior pattern is someone who's very questioning and very active. The I behavior pattern is someone who's very active and accepting. The C behavior pattern is someone who's very questioning and thoughtful. And the S behavior pattern is someone who's very thoughtful and accepting. And the reason we need to understand this is because we have 16 classical profile behavior patterns that we usually follow. The I, and we're going to now discuss the 16 behavior patterns. The D, or the developer behavior pattern, is someone whose D is above the midline. Their I, their S, and the C are below the midline. You have the results and oriented person whose D and I are above the midline, and their S and C are below the midline. Then there's the inspirational behavior pattern, where the D and I are way above the midline and their S and C is way below the midline. Then you have the creative behavior pattern, where their D and their C are above the mid pattern, but their I and S are below the mid pattern. And someone who has high I, the promoter behavior pattern, where their D is below the midline, their I is above the midline, and the S and C are below the midline. The persuader behavior pattern, where their D and I are above the midline, and their S and C are below the midline. Then you have the counselor behavior pattern, whose I and S are way above the midline, but their D and C are way below the midline. The appraiser behavior pattern, their D is right at the midline, their I is above the midline, their S is below the midline, and their C is above the midline. Then you have the S behavior pattern, and the S is above the midline, their D, their I are below the midline, and their C are right at the midline. Then you have the achiever behavior pattern. The D and the S are above the midline, and the I and C are below the midline. The agent behavior pattern, whose D is below the midline, their I and S are above the midline, and their C is right at the midline. You have the investigative behavior pattern, whose S is above the midline, their C is above the midline, their D is above the midline, but their I is below the midline. Then you have the C behavior pattern, and that's the objective thinker, whose C is above the midline, their D, their I, and their S are below the midline. The perfectionist behavior pattern, whose C and S are above the midline, and their D and I are below the midline. Then you have the practitioner behavior pattern, where their I, their S, and the C are above the midline, but their D is below the midline. And why that's important is because we have all of these different characteristics within us, but each of us have certain areas where we are more expressive in our behavior pattern and how we communicate with each other. That's why it's important to understand that. And we learn to understand how to communicate within the family unit. How many times have you remembered that you sat down with your family at dinner in the evenings and you've discussed things? You've held conversations with each other. That's how we learn to communicate as an adult, is how we communicate in the home as a child. But if you come from a home where your family never sat down to dinner and never talked to each other and held conversations with each other, then as adults, you cannot hold a conversation within your family or even in the workplace. That's why some people have a hard time communicating in the workplace, even though they seem to have good communication skills, because they just don't know how to hold a conversation with someone. So it is very important for us to really learn how to communicate. If we're going to be successful, if we're going to have a positive attitude, then we have to look at, do we like ourselves inside? If we like ourselves inside and we really respect ourselves and we respect the people around us, then we can hold a better conversation with them and talk to them as equals. When you feel like you're not okay, but that person is okay, then you tend to feel inferior to that person, and it's more important to you to have more control over that situation in trying to control the people around you and how you relate to them. That's why it is very important to understand how we communicate. And two, when you work as a team, your communication skills are very important in those areas. That's why we need to understand how we communicate, because if we don't communicate as equals with each other, then and we learn this in the family, then what happens is when we don't communicate with each other in the family, there is a breakdown in that family and how they relate to each other and how they talk to each other. Then there's a lot of anger and hostility that comes into play there. You have people who grow up in hostile environments and they only understand hostility, and therefore they bring that into the family unit and they teach their children to be hostile. How many times have you seen someone who enjoys arguing with her mate or arguing with the people around her? Those are very poor communication skills, and they're not the right skills that you want to take into the workplace on any given day. That is why we need to understand where we come from and why we react in the way we do. And you can always take things and turn them around and try to make them better and think of a more positive way. And some of the ways to do that is maybe look in the mirror and just keep repeating positive things to yourself about yourself. And those are called affirmations. We need to think in terms of what are we going to do to help ourselves, to help each other, and how we communicate with one another. And communication is a very important aspect of the things that we learn within the family. Now, let me go back and tell you a story about in my family and some things that have happened that have created hostility and a lot of anger, that because the family refuses to change and refuses to go into counseling and learn how to deal with that anger and the hostility, there's never going to be a change. That's why mental health is a very important factor in communication, because we learn that why we respond in certain ways. And then you have different assessment tools that can help you understand why you behave in certain ways and what your communication style is. My mother grew up in a family where there was a lot of anger and hostility. My grandfather was kind of quiet, and he would have been a hard worker, but she fought with him constantly, and he had very poor eyesight along the way. So what would happen is, because she would argue with him and fight with him constantly, he got in the habit of, when he got tired of it, just taking off and leaving her and traveling around. And then when he got tired of traveling around, he would come back home. And this was a pattern that went on with them for years, until he totally lost his eyesight and was not able to do those things anymore. And a lot of the reason my grandmother was the way that she was, because she was mistreated as a child and abused. But that's why we need to understand more than anything where we come from and how to take those behavior patterns and how to change them and make them more positive. thing is, my mother, when she got married, she married someone who, in essence, was just as cold as she was. They had a mutual need for each other. He needed a hostess. She needed financial security. That was their marriage. There was no real love between them. There was no real respect between them. And they, in fact, because they didn't know how to communicate with each other, they did not know how to communicate with their children. What happened in our household is my mother would make dinner. She would feed the children first. She would get us out of the way. And then when my father came home from work, he would sit down at the table and eat alone. There was never any family time unless it was a holiday like Thanksgiving or Passover or some type of holiday where we would have dinner at my uncle's house or they would come to our house. That was the only time that we ever sat down as a family. And even then, there was very little communication or talk between everyone, per se. That's why, as adults, a lot of the, even though in my mother's family, the brothers and sisters talked to each other, and they would call each other, or my mother, because she lived in Savannah and they were in New York, would call them. She would, her biggest conversation would last 5 minutes because she was more worried about what it was going to cost than she was to communicate with them and talk to them and tell them what was going on with her and find out what was really going on with them. And the only time they ever got together as a family was at a wedding or a bar mitzvah. It was never any real closeness, even between the cousins, because my grandmother was jealous of her brothers and the life they led, and that also caused my mother, in essence, to be jealous of her cousins and how she saw them living. Many years later, after my father had died and my mother moved out to New York because my sister is deaf and she wanted her to get the schools up there and the therapy up there that she needed. But at the same time, because my mother was the way she was, she did not accept what was going on, and she was looking at a way to take it all and create hostility, and she refused to help my sister become independent because she wanted her dependent on her. It was important for her to do that. So what you want to do, in essence, is learn what are the things that you need to do that will help you and change you to become a more competent person, a more independent person. And by understanding your behavior patterns, by understanding how you communicate, by understanding how you work as a team, to understand and learn how to become a leader within a group, then those were the things that will help you to become successful in your profession and in your personal life. But if you don't want to take those changes and make those positive changes and continue to be negative, then you will, in essence, continue to have the anger and the hostility that you learn to have as a child. That is why we need to look at things on how can we change ourselves to be independent of the things we do. And let's look at why is it important to understand the family dynamics and how they work. Because, simple reason, if there is any one person that changes, if you grow up in a negative environment and you continue to grow up and to live that negativity, then the family dynamics work because each person expects the other person to respond in certain ways. And once one person is willing to say, this is a negative for me, this is holding me back, I need to change, then what happens is that you will find a family that, unless everyone in the family wants to change, there's going to be a breakdown in that family. There's going to be a breakdown in how they communicate with each other. There's going to be a resentment because as long as each person knows how the other person responds, then they can continue to be the way they are with each other. And if one of the individuals is changing and they don't want to accept that change, then they don't know how to treat that person. And one thing I have found is that for me, I have had to learn to distance myself from my family because in their eyes, because I have a disability, I'm handicapped, meaning that I don't have any value in life. And if I believed that in myself, I couldn't be doing what I do today. I wouldn't have the positive attitude about myself I have. I wouldn't be living on my own. And there's a lot of resentment on my family side because they refuse to help me. Now, I have found that I work for myself, and I have worked for myself for 24 years because my background is mental health and psychology and rehabilitation counseling. And I worked with the state. And now when you get hired on, your first 6 months is a probationary period. And I also found that during that probationary period that I accepted this job because I wanted to get away from my family, and I was living in New York, and I, as long as I lived in New York and worked in New York, I lived with my mother, and even though I was independent in certain respects, every time I went out and used the money I earned to go out and purchase something for myself, I had to answer her because I was spending my money. Because in their eyes, I shouldn't have spent anything. I should have just hoarded my money. Well, who was I hoarding my money for? It was when you earn money, yes, you need to put aside a certain amount of money so you will always have money in the slow times. But you also need to enjoy life. You need to, when you enjoy life and you have a positive outlook of life, and then you're going to find success for yourself. But if you are just hoarding your money and you're just putting it aside and you're afraid to spend it, then what's going to happen is you're going to be jealous of what other people are doing. And when you don't travel and get away from a town, then eventually you get tired of living there and you just want to move and get away from there. So you have to have a balance in your life. And a lot of that balance is not just working all the time, but it's going out and enjoying yourself, going out and going to a movie, going out and exercising, going out and doing things with your friends. And if you don't spend money, then you're not going to be doing those things. You're just going to be looking at what other people have, and then you're going to be jealous. So think about it. What are the things that you can do, and how can you create a family within yourself, or as you grow up as an adult, what you really need to do is say, do I want to have a family like I came from, or do I need to change myself and look for the better and try and find a way to have a family where we're supportive of each other and we believe in each other? Because what happens is if you don't change your behaviors and you don't understand where you come from or why you behave the way you do, then you just continue to perpetuate all of those same things. And what's happening is more and more today, the kids that are growing up today, because they come from either single-family homes where there's hostility, or they come from a family where there's hostility between the mother and the father, then they're, what they're doing is perpetuating that hostility. And years ago, you used to see where people who had low self-esteem or they were depressed, they would hang themselves. Today you're seeing a lot of the kids taking guns and going out and shooting other people before they take their own lives. And what they're doing is that what they're trying to do is in certain ways, sometimes when someone looks at going out and shooting other people, then that somehow gives them some type of control that they don't have within the family. And there's a pent-up anger that is going to explode at some time. And you're seeing that so many times. And a lot of times how you learn to react as a child to different stressful situations is how, as an adult, you learn to react in a similar stressful situation. Because if you handle it badly as a child, you have your parents to fall back on. But when you don't know how to handle it as an adult, then what happens is then you do the wrong things and people get the wrong impression about you. And so what you need to do is to learn how to change yourself and become more self-sufficient and more independent so that you can, in essence, take better skills with you into the workplace. And how you plan to change those behaviors depends on you. Last week when I talked about changing your behavior and having a more positive attitude, someone in chatted and said, life sucks. Well, okay, life can suck if that's how you want to see life. But the thing is, what are you going to do to change your life and make it better? What are you going to do to think in terms of how can I be more successful in and change my attitude about myself? How can I become more positive? What are the things that I need to do? First, and you need to set goals. You need to write those goals down. You need to think of it as a step-by-step process because you cannot make those changes automatically. They usually happen over time. Years ago, when I was studying in the field of mental health, I took a form of training known as psychodrama. Psychodrama is a form of therapy where you act out from your own scripts in communication and get to say and express the feelings and emotions that you were never able to express and feel within the family. It helps you work through a lot of the issues that you have within your family, but it also teaches you more positive way or a new way of reacting in given situations. Years ago, when I first went out to work, and I went to work for the City of New York in the Department of Social Services doing welfare recertification, we had to go to training. And when we went to training, we all got together and went to lunch. Well, what happened to me was that I was also in graduate school at the time, and I came home late at night, and I had forgot that I only had $5 on me and then had taken it earlier and gotten something and only had $2 to $3 left to pay my bill. Well, instead of saying in front of everyone, I am sorry, but I just realized that I did not get to the ATM and take out more money because it was late at night and I did not have a chance to go do that this morning. Can you please help me cover my share of the bill, and then I will pay you back the next day after when we went back to the office. Well, because I mishandled it and said it and asked someone under my, you know, in quiet, and then he brought it up to everyone, then what happened was they misunderstood the situation. And that was because, and as you can see, if you don't handle the situation correctly, then what happens is you can create a misunderstanding. So it's up to you to decide what it is that you want to do and how you want to make the changes for yourself so that you can become a better person both professionally and in your personal life down the road in the workplace. Because if you have good communication skills in the workplace, then you have a better opportunity to grow within a company. And if you're self-employed like I am, then it also helps you learn how to get out within the community and really promote yourself. And today you also have to think about using the internet and how you promote yourself in your business. So what I want to do is spend the last 5 minutes talking about some classes that I am offering and when they're being offered. I have scheduled a class as a teleseminar that's called A Positive Attitude Influences Your Life. This class is going to be offered on February 23rd from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And I'm charging $35 for this class. And we will cover things like communication, working as a team, leadership skills. Plus, we will also help you to discuss ways that you can turn around your thinking and become more positive about yourself. If you're interested in signing up for this class, then you can go and to my PayPal account and pay $35. And once you've paid your PayPal account, paid $35, that I will send you the workbook for participating in this class. Another class that I'm offering is one that's called Make Money on the Internet. And the things we're going to talk about is marketing strategies, products and services, and developing products, things like books, information products, because and how to set up a website, how to use the right descriptive words, and what are things that you can do to actually build your business using the Internet, and how to use social networks to grow your Internet. That is very important because how you believe in how successful you are in your marketing on the Internet, because we do still use the same strategies of doing the things like going to leads clubs and promoting our business. But the Internet, more and more people are using the Internet today to communicate with each other. And by offering teleseminars, then what you're able to do is you can work from home, make a good living, and at the same time helping other people. Because even today, companies, unless you're in the retail business, a lot of them are doing telecommuting because it helps alleviate the traffic during certain hours of time. Now, the cost for the second teleseminar and the date for that is Making Money on the Internet will be offered on March 1st, 2008 from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and the cost for that class is also $35. If you decide to sign up for both classes, then the price for both classes is $50. But with that $50, you will receive the two workbooks, you will receive an audio tape, and if you also give me your email address, then I will send you twice a week for a year a success tip that you will receive in your inbox that can help you to begin to think more positively about yourself and to do the things that you want to do so you can become more successful in life. Because how you succeed and who you are depends on your attitude. And I will also be giving you a audio tape that I made on a positive attitude influences your life. And it tells you the different things that you need to do in step-by-step what to do, how to change your attitude, how to become more independent, and how to become more positive in your outlook. I would also like to finish up by reminding you that on February 9th and February 16th, I will have some guest speakers on my show. And we will be discussing topics that affect people with disabilities, and different services are available for them to go to, and how to utilize the services so that you can get your needs met, so that when you are ready for employment, you have the skills, the techniques, and the equipment that you need. Because today, companies don't always do the things they need to help people with disabilities become independent. They're not willing to hire people with disabilities as readily as they should. We enacted the laws in 1990. And during that time, companies were crying. They needed help for it. They didn't have enough people to fill those positions. Now, they could have gone to rehabilitation services and gotten people to fill those jobs, but they didn't want to adapt the workplace to meet the needs of people with disabilities. And People with disabilities also need to learn to become advocates for themselves so they can have the services they need. They can know how to tell people what they need, and they also need to know what agencies to go to get that help. So I would like to thank you for listening to this week's presentation, and I would also like to invite you to come back next week.